Not only frustrated, painful. Painful. Did not expect this coming. See it coming. We played ever so well against Bristol City, and we wanted to kick that on, to build from that. And we made Brentford look very good with our own mistakes, and that's the painful thing about it.
You made such a good start as well. I think you had 5 shots in the first 10 minutes and were working the Brentford goalkeeper.
Yeah, and then you need to kick on, then you need to try, then you need to score, then you need to embrace it, and we make them counter-attack us. And that's not what we wanted, that's not what we set out to do. And that was a little bit disappointing.
When you look at the game tactically, where was it that Brentford got on top tonight?
Well, they won the midfield. They won the midfield. We didn't win our midfield. And we need to win our midfield to get a foothold in our game. We had to change Jordan to the right and put Cherry back into the middle because we needed that creativity and needed people on the ball. But we couldn't get Massimo and Cherry on the ball. And that was a problem.
And then in the second half, you make a bright start, but you make the change and Jack Robinson comes off and Pavel comes on. Was that a moment when maybe the momentum got lost in that second half?
Well, we had to do something. We need to score. We need to go more attacking. We need to get more crosses in. You know, that's why Pavel comes in, you know, to give us more crosses. Jack was always going to be someone that we had to look at in the latter part of the game because it's his first game back. And we knew that if we need to push, he will be one of the first one to come out because of his legs. And he did very well. But we didn't get enough crosses into the box and enough real chances. You know, we had shots, but they were easy saves for the goalkeeper.
Obviously, with young Nico on the bench, you did have the straight swap option at left back, but was it just the thought that Pavel would give you a bit more in the final third?
Yeah, we could have done the straight swap, but I wanted to be more positive, you know? I wanted to be more positive. You know, yeah, I could have put Nico on, but then it was like for like, and I wanted to change some kind of dynamic, you know? That was our idea.
After all the positivity you'd had going into this game, even the defeat last week was a good performance at Hillsborough. Does it feel like the club's taken a step back tonight?
Yeah, we have taken a step back. We have taken a step back. Especially after that performance, we have taken a step back. And that was not the performance that I was looking for. That was not the performance that we have been in the last six games. It's disappointing. I'm very disappointed for the fans as well.
And that's the big thing, isn't it? Obviously, being a West London derby, you were on the right side of it at Fulham, but tonight against Brentford, it's the first time they've won here since 1964, and you would imagine you can feel for the QPR fans tonight.
Yeah, look, it's painful for us, you know, as players and staff, but I know it's very painful for the supporters, and we have to put our hands up and say sorry, you know, and try to put it right.
Just finally, Jimmy, is there a sense of shock in the dressing room tonight about that performance then, from the way you're speaking tonight?
Yeah, I think people are disappointing. People are disappointed. I'm disappointed, but I think also the players are disappointed and they wanted and expected a lot more.